Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is How to Prepare for Spiritual Battle. This is something we've been talking about a lot amongst high place warriors and getting everybody trained and ready. We live in such a wicked time. So much evil and sin and darkness. You can literally, and I bet y'all are feeling this too, feel the darkness increasing. I saw a post on Facebook this week. I'm hardly ever on Facebook, but once in a while, if I have 30 seconds of peace, I'll jump on there just for a relaxing stroll, you know, through what people are posting. But I have to share this with you. It was so good. It said, truth is the new hate speech. I thought that is a true statement. Truth is the new hate speech. And it brought to mind Isaiah 5, 20 and 21. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Okay, we are going to talk about some of the dangers of spiritual warfare and how to protect yourself from these dangers. Apparently, there's been a lot of comments on the original post I made about High Place Warriors. And I've even had emails saying, well, I don't like President Trump and I'm not going to pray for him, whatever. Okay, let me just explain something on that note, just for anybody who's wondering. This is not about President Trump. It is about God's will being done in America. President Trump is an instrument that God has chosen to execute his will. That is all we need to know about President Trump. The main two things that you want to do to prepare for any spiritual battle are you want to take a personal inventory. Do you have any sin in your life? Do you have, you know, any unforgiveness in your heart? Do you have pride in your heart? Do you have things like that going on? Because any kind of sin in your life is a wide open door to Satan. And that is whether you are in a spiritual battle or not. Because every day that you walk the earth, you're actually in one, whether you know it or you don't know it, okay? And the other thing that you want to do when you're entering spiritual warfare is you want to see if you have any other open doors, any place in your life, okay? So we've been sending out daily update emails for the High Place Warrior Group. And the warriors and the intercessors and the leaders, and teaching them about closing doors and, you know, getting this stuff out of your life that can cause you to be an easy target for Satan. And we're also sending out protection prayers, how to pray protection over yourself and your family. These are just some of the things that we're teaching. And a lot of y'all who've been in the walk a long time, you probably know this stuff, but some people that are newer may not know it. So we want to be sure everybody's covered. And I want to say this is for everybody, because sometimes we may have to stay at somebody else's house, or people live with us that, you know, maybe we're not on all saved and living the right life. One of the things that you can do, because people have emailed me about this, is you can anoint your room where you pray. You can anoint your room to block out all the demonic forces. No matter who else lives in your house that is not under your control, the demons have no right to you if you are saved and living for God to the best of your ability. So you can anoint your room, and that'll it doesn't seal it off from the rest of the house, but it makes it very uninviting for demons. And another thing that really helps, if there's a bunch of people in your house that, you know, are not living right, and you don't want the demonic influences in there with you, is just have praise and worship music playing down really low, or the Word of God playing really low in the room where you're at, in the room that you pray in. Demons hate praise, and they hate worship of the Lord Jesus. So, okay. Where was I? Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a minute. It's kind of late at night. It's 9:30. where I'm at. But if you remember Daniel, when it was in the time of captivity, and Meshach, Abshach, and Abednego, when they were in the Babylonian captivity, they were living for God. And so, you know, everybody couldn't do things to them like they could do to others. King Nebuchadnezzar tossed Meshach, Abshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, and it didn't even burn them up because they were honoring God. And Daniel was tossed into the lion's den, and the lions didn't even eat him. But when they threw the guards in there, they ate all the guards up. So there you go. You have to remember, whenever you enter into a spiritual battle, you are fighting against the same devil that killed all of Job's children and destroyed all his property. Okay, you just have to keep that in mind, not to be afraid of it, but you have to be aware of it, okay? The same devil that entered into Judas's heart, who then betrayed Jesus and caused Jesus to be murdered on the cross when he wasn't even guilty of anything. We are not glorifying the devil, but let us not be ignorant of his devices, and let us not give him a single crack in our lives than he can slither through. And the main way you do that is by living every hour of every day for God and getting anything that God is not pleased with out of your life and out of your house, okay, and out of your behavior, and repenting for any sin or, you know, anything you've done wrong. I have known some people in this walk that literally thought they were invincible, that the devil could not destroy them. And as I was thinking about that this week, the Lord showed me that that is a deception from the enemy to get them to do foolish things for years and years and to think that they're what we used to call 10-foot tall and bulletproof. And the devil will let them keep believing that and acting all crazy. And as time goes on, when the opportune time appears, he then has the legal right to take that person out because they were not walking in wisdom according to God's holy word. Okay, I want to share with y'all some stories shared by permission from those who have graciously allowed me to do this. The people, when they began signing up for High Place Warriors, began getting attacked by the enemy. And my favorite story, the one that really, really caught my attention right away, a lady was just listening to the podcast. Just listening to the podcast where I was talking about it. And when it got to the point where they're talking about that, the devil spoke to her and he said, if you do that, I will destroy you. So, of course, immediately she went to the website and signed up. It's exactly the same thing I would have done. Exactly the same thing I would have done. Because you can't let him beat you up. Okay, here's one story from a gentleman. And he said, at the beginning of my walk with Jesus, he revealed many things to me. As my awakening happened, I began to intercede for people, and I began to lay hands on and be used a little bit in a healing ministry. He said, I also interceded for hours reading spiritual warfare prayers and praying to the Lord. I got attacked so heavily through my wife, who said that she believed in God, but she's not a believer. He said that they stopped even having marital relations. He said she would mock and scoff like nothing I've ever seen before, even to the point of threatening me with divorce. He said this went on for more than 6 months. He said my relationship now is better than ever, but she's still not a believer. And he said I also began being attacked with breakouts on my skin, which I'd never had before. And he said things in my house began to get moved around. That's kind of spooky. He said the Lord allows me to brace for a spiritual attack because I'll start seeing the number 666 everywhere on the day I'm going to get hit. I thought that was really interesting. By the way, we now have people in 31 countries enlisted in High Place Warriors, including Israel. Okay, another warrior just experienced this yesterday. They said, this morning while praying for the President of the United States and Congress and Senate, I was doing spiritual warfare prayers, and all of a sudden I had this horrible cough and my eyes started to water and I was having trouble praying. I stopped and became still in my spirit and took authority over the enemy and commanded him to get his hands off me in the name of Jesus. And then said, the blood of Jesus is against you. And immediately it left me, and I finished praying with zero issues after that. All glory to God. That's an experienced warrior right there. That's somebody that knows what they're doing. they know who they are. I personally took a direct hit right after I put out the call for warriors. It was an attack of hate and slander that came through someone that I love and was posted publicly. I don't feel any animosity towards that person. What I feel is very sad because they felt the need to do that. And as soon as it happened, I knew that, you know, Satan was behind it. There was no mistake in that. So I upped my warfare and also my prayers for that person. I never, ever take an attack laying down. I'm not going to lay down for any kind of garbage like that from the enemy. We're just not going to do that. If he comes back, if he comes at me and he lands an attack, I fight back 10 times. I turn up whatever I'm doing that he's attacking me for 10 times higher. If I'm evangelizing, witnessing to people and I get attacked, I turn it up 10 times. I fight 10 times harder to evangelize. That's the way I handle that. It's just the Texan in me. I can't help it. Okay. Other people have written me. I can't read you all their stories because there were so many. Other people have written me that they have taken attacks of the flu. That's a terrible attack right there. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Or other sudden illnesses. Even people who never get sick. One wrote that this caused them to miss an event that was very important. After enlisting to High Place Warriors, they fell suddenly ill and began burning up with fever the day before that event. And this is like one of those events that you plan to go to all year. Others have written of heart attacks in those close to them, or terrible accidents requiring hospitalizations, spouses suddenly not acting right, attacks coming through close relatives, computers refusing to function. These are all classic moves by Satan. And you have to do what the one warrior did. You have to take authority over it, command it to stop, and put the blood against the devil. And that's for everybody, not just High Place Warriors. Warfare is not for everybody. We have to be constantly vigilant and constantly aware that the enemy will slither in through any crack that he can find in our lives, okay? As the Lord was giving me instructions last week to raise up this army of prayer warriors, he asked for, one of the things he said to me was, you must watch your words. The demons will be looking for a way to attack you even more now. He said, do not give them ammo. He said, I cannot deny them a legal right. Because our God is so righteous and so fair, he will not deny a legal right even to the demons or the enemy. And that is why we have to make sure they don't have any legal rights. Okay? Because if we do something wrong, or if we declare something bad over ourselves, if we go around saying, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so this, I'm so that, oh, I'm sick, you know, then you get what you say. You get what you say. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you are decreeing that. In Job, there's a scripture that says, when you decree a thing, it is established. So whatever comes out your mouth, it then becomes established in your life, especially if you keep on saying it. So that right there is just kind of a spiritual nugget that we need to keep in mind every day, all the time, okay? Or we're going to be fighting the devil when we shouldn't have to because, you know, he's going to attack us with illness or whatever. God cannot deny them a legal right. Other legal rights are areas where we are in sin, which are open doors of invitation to the enemy. Areas where we are not in agreement with the Lord, or areas where we are being careless. If you are careless with your health, if you eat any kind of way and you don't take care of yourself, and I am bad about this, okay? And I'm working on that right now. I just started really working hard on this. Because I work so many hours, I have a tendency to grab whatever is most convenient and eat that instead of taking time to fix something more healthy to eat. And so I have started making different choices all throughout the day to make a healthier choice. Each time I want something to eat, to make a healthier choice instead of just grabbing what's nearest. And that's how I'm going to change that. Because if we are careless, that is an open door. And I don't plan to give the enemy any open doors if I can help it. If you don't protect yourself properly, or if you are careless, or if you are a sin, then you just become an easy target for the devil. And he will eat your lunch, and then he will pop the bag right in your face, because that is who he is. Okay? Okay. Another thing that you have to be aware of when you go into warfare, and even when you don't go into warfare, if you are a Christian, and if you're listening to this, is Now, Nicole heard on some radio show or podcast that Satanists pray so many times a day or so many times a week against Christians and curse all the Christians everywhere. I don't know if that's true. I haven't been able to verify that. But they hate us for sure. And if they see us rise up and have some kind of movement or, you know, pray for the president or pray for God's will or whatever, yeah, they're gonna send bad things our way. So that's another thing that we have to, you know, we have to cancel those assignments. You have to cancel demonic assignments off your life every day if you don't want any of them to land. New assignments go out every day in hell, every day. Some people say they go out at 3 o'clock in the morning. I've not been able to find any verification of that. Scripture could be true. I don't have any way to know that. Maybe somebody visited hell and saw that. I don't know. So, right after all this started, on the 2 days ago, I got a word through Prophet John Stanley in Texas. And he said, the Lord is saying, guard your health. Be on guard and very vigilant and prayed up. The enemy will not take the work you are doing for me and my kingdom lying down. He won't take it lying down, that's for sure. And so that's when I immediately started making changes to what I was eating and whether I was being careful about my health. All soldiers understand when you go into battle, there is a cost. We have to understand that too. They understand that when you step onto the battlefield where the bullets are flying, you have as much chance as anybody else of being hit by one, depending on how armored up you are. We have to put on our armor every day. On a brighter note, especially for the people who have signed up for High Place Warriors, and I know a lot of y'all listening have, one person today related to me in an email a dream that they had about this battle and gave me permission to share it. So I'm going to share that with you now. And it's going to take me a minute to read it all. Let me get myself organized here. She dreamed that she was chosen for a football team, but she was shown that this was no ordinary team, that it was far more than it appeared to be. She was shown that it was a very high honor to be chosen for this team, as it was the king's team. She was shown that the people on the team would be groomed and fashioned to be able to perform all that he desires. She said there were a lot of women on the team who performed equally with the men, each totally filling their roles and duties so as to leave nothing lacking, but rather to fulfill every task to the fullest, to completion, quickly, succinctly accomplishing each objective and then quickly getting back into formation for the next team assignment. There would be quick movement and then the game was on. We would move as a team. First, there would be the practice time, the training, but that was done as a team as well. And there was individual training as well, working on my body, eating right, getting proper sleep, abstaining from damaging behavior and company. Okay, now I'm going to read the rest of this from this sheet that's in front of me so y'all, this picture of a diary, so y'all bear with me here. The team that will win the whole thing, the ultimate and only winner, the enemy completely defeated, not given one chance to gain a foothold and totally shut out. I love that. There will be no time for self-adulation, pride, and arrogancy. I love that. It will be at a fast pace, a lot of work. There's a lot of work to be done. She wrote all this in her diary when she woke up from this dream. Can you give me a second? I'm gonna open the next one. She saw that when it was the enemy's turn to attack, that we would perfectly block them and stop them from taking any ground whatsoever. A total shutout. Then she saw that there was a second part of the team, I love this part, that was assembled. It was all older people, and they were all sitting in chairs in their rows. Once they were all assembled, they were given instructions, and they were to disperse. And she said, then their armchairs showed that they had wheels on them, like wheelchairs, so they were able to move their chairs around real easily. She couldn't tell how many of them there were. But it sounds like somebody needs to raise up a prayer team of older people, like in some nursing homes or something, because those people know how to pray. The seasoned warriors know how to pray. Okay. But they were all chosen and assembled by God and given specific instructions on what to do. But just as important, they were just as important, if not more so, than the younger, more able-bodied warriors. Okay. The prayer and the work of the older generations caused the younger ones in the battle to win. If they let up, then the battle would start turning towards the enemy's strength. So too is this older team to do for us. We will win this battle for the Lord and have many victories and continuous victories as long as they are doing their part in praying and interceding and fasting. Some of those may be the intercessory team. I don't know. Like Anna the prophetess, who was in the temple daily with fastings and prayer. She got to see Jesus. She was the one who got to see Jesus when he was a baby. It said she departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers day and night. So the teams now being assembled, serious training is underway. We must learn our positions and work as a team now more than ever. Prayer warriors, be constantly vigilant in fasting and prayer, that the way might be paved, inroads into the enemy's territory. Yes, Lord. Strengthening of the battle warriors. Just as a huge train engine needs tracks to run on, so the prayer tracks must be laid for the train's mighty power to be utilized. That's so true. Elders, be encouraged. Your part is vitally important. Do not think or feel that you are of no use anymore. Amen to that. My mother was an intercessor. There is huge power in prayer. God assembled two teams, not just one. Two teams that will do battle. I so agree with that. She saw that the elders were given their orders and sent forth first. They have to get to work right away. They must not wait until the darkness comes, but lay the tracks, prepare the ground now. And they know what that means. The field must be ready for this great and final game to be played out. Everything that God has spoken of shall take place now in this hour. You know, he's told so many of us that everything that he wrote in Revelations was going to happen in our generation. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into the harvest. Yes, Lord, send them. Send them, Lord. Help us to be ready for them. And she continues in her journal. Many who say they are his friends, but do not take him seriously in this hour. For the call has already gone out and gone forth. Will you hear it? And remember what he said, you know, depart from me, ye who work iniquity, for I never knew you. Those are the most terrifying words I think anybody could ever hear. And if you had seen that place that I saw when my spirit dropped down to someplace lower a week or two ago, I'd think of that every single day. I would not wish that place on anybody, not my worst enemy. Okay, that's all I have on that dream. But I just wanted to share that with y'all because I was very encouraged by that. Okay, training for high place warriors and intercessors will begin after this Friday, February 1st, because we have to get the leaders notified and the groups formed. And we have a lot of folks signed up, y'all. It's way more than I ever expected to have signed up. Way more. Way more. We're over 500 right now. So if we can get the rest of the pertinent information, we will start grouping people tomorrow and start notifying people on Friday. There are, y'all please forgive me for this, there are things that I needed to know to do this that I didn't know to put in the sign-up form. So I'm going to be sending out an email tonight along with the update. I don't know if it'll be a separate email or in the update. I haven't decided yet, but I need that information from y'all. And the faster you send it back, the faster we can get this thing on the ground. So I apologize for the extra work. Those who have signed up in the last few days have more than likely already provided it because I went in and added those fields to the sign-up form. Anyway, the information is needed to group people according to how the Lord has told me they needed to be grouped. Some of you will be begin getting emails, and some of you already have, from my adjutant commander, as well as from me or High Place Warriors. Please consider anything that you get from her the same as if you got it from me. She is my right hand in all this, and if it were not for her, it would be 2 months or more from now before we could even get started, because this is so much work and is too much for one person to organize, and I consider her a godsend. She is extremely intelligent. She has a military background, many years of experience. Also, I would like to make y'all all aware up front that the conditions of being in this army are very strict. This will be a no-nonsense, all-business operation. It is not a place where you will be making friends, promoting your ministry, or promoting any books that you have written. It is not a place where you will share personal information. There is a reason for this, and these rules will be strictly followed by all who participate. The adjutant commander will be instructing further on this. All rules are according to how the Lord wants this done, and all the rules are to keep you safe, okay? You will understand why this is as your leaders begin training you. If we want to see success for God's kingdom, we have to do things His way, and we have to do them in one accord. So if you're not okay with this, please go ahead and drop out, because this will be enforced. It will be His way or it will be the highway, and that's all there is to it. Okay, that's all I have for y'all tonight. I hope that this has been a help for you. I know that I talked a lot about the High Place Warriors, but we're going through all this stuff right now, so I thought this would be good information for everybody to have, because we all are in a war, whether or not we are warring actively in the spiritual realm. And if you're going to do it successfully, you need to know how to prepare yourself, and you need to count the cost up front before you step onto that battlefield, because there is a cost. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. What is in store for the once great and mighty nation of America in these end times? What is the living God saying to the people of America now? What could possibly be in store for a nation that once trusted in God, but has changed its path from following in the living God's ways to now removing Him from everything and walking the other way? In the book No Longer Mine, you will find all the messages to America collected in one place in chronological order. No Longer Mine, Messages to an Unrepentant Nation, is now available in print at wingsofprophecy.com in the bookstore tab. Get your copy of No Longer Mine today. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night. Available now on Amazon.com. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?